Robert Regent and Dorothy have left Algiers with a party of French scientists to visit some newly discovered ruins in the mountains. Bob and Betty have been left at the hotel with Chandler. Madame Delange, a shipboard acquaintance, has promised to show them the native shopping district of Algiers. And the present act finds the party in a narrow, twisted street.
Chandu, the magician.
Isn't this fun? It's kind of like Cairo, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, except Cairo isn't all built up on the side of a hill.
This section of Algiers was once a fortress. Perhaps you knew this.
No, I didn't.
I did.
By my honest...
Did you, Madame Delange?
I knew it, but I have been many times in Algiers.
A moment. Here is the perfume shop of Ahmed Soliman. This is where you wish to come, Miss Betty?
Oh, yes, he's mine.
Oh, Arigla! Oh, Arigla!
Is this really the shop?
Ave truth. Shall we enter?
Yes, let's do. Awfully crowded out here in the street.
This way, then. Ah, there is Ahmed Soliman himself.
Ah, greetings, Ismail. Good afternoon, Madame Delange.
Oh, bonjour, monsieur.
You are very kind to visit me again. Will you not come inside to the inner room where I may have the pleasure of serving you some of the golden tea of Persia?
Monsieur, I have bought a friend who wishes to buy some of your perfume.
Oh, yes. There is a fragrance suited exactly to her youth and loveliness.
For Pete's sake, Betty, let's get the perfume and get out of here. I don't want that stuff all over me.
All right, we won't be long. But please don't be like that.
Only today I have received much perfume from the flower farm. Madame, have I told you we have 500 acres of flowers that grow only to give up their perfume for beautiful ladies?
500 acres? Can you beat that?
Oh, it must be lovely.
Oh, yes, mademoiselle. And the fragrance makes one swoon with delight. Sit here, if you will be so kind, on this cushion, madame. And you here, mademoiselle.
Will you let my sister see the perfume now?
And some of those cute little colored bottles decorated in gold.
Yes, yes, mademoiselle. But one moment. First, we have the tea, perfumed with amber. You have not tasted it before?
No.
A cigarette, madame. One of these perfume cigarettes adds charm to the personality of an already lovely lady.
Ah, but Madame Delange needs nothing to add to her fascination.
Oh, merci, mon ami.
Mademoiselle does not object if I light one myself.
Oh, why, no, of course not.
Then I will smoke one, if I may. You will not smoke, Bob?
Not me, thanks. Say, what is that stuff?
The perfume from the burning cigarette?
Yeah.
It is an old Egyptian secret known only to the family of Ahmed Soliman. Ambergris and many other precious things. You like it?
Gee, no, it smells like...
Ah, here is the tea. And while you sip it, I will show you my perfumes.
Let me see those bottles on the second shelf, will you? And that little leather case with the tiny bottles, too.
Say, Betty, do you suppose there's something phony in those cigarettes? Why do you suppose he was so anxious to have us smoke one?
Oh, he's just trying to be polite, don't you think?
Maybe.
Isn't it scary in here? I can't believe it's only a few feet from all that noise, can you?
It's something about the way it's built. Didn't you notice we came around two sharp corners? I bet it's done that way on purpose.
Oh, I thought it was to keep people in the streets from seeing in here.
Well, why would they care if people saw in from the streets? You sound like you thought he poisoned people in here or something.
Oh, I don't mean that. I think he's fascinating, don't you?
Oh, Betty, you...
Mademoiselle, I have selected for you some of my choicest bottles and two of my rarest perfumes. Which of the bottles do you like? Choose it, and I will tell you its history.
You mean they're old, old Algerian bottles?
Yes. They come from Egypt, mademoiselle.
Oh, isn't this fun? Oh, what's the history of this blue one?
Ah, that one. You have selected the choicest in my entire collection.
Oh.
Many, many years ago, there lived in Egypt a queen whose beauty was so great that men's eyes were dazzled as they beheld her.
Oh, I know. You mean Cleopatra.
Oh, no, no. Her beauty was like the sun for the eyes of all men. But this queen whose name it is forbidden even now to mention, but as beautiful as the moonlight, as the lotus of Egypt, as the sky at dawn.
No wonder they get to shut up, huh, Betty?
Oh, Bob, you have no soul at all. Go on, Ahmed Solomon, please.
Oh, yes, mademoiselle. The man she loved was unworthy of her. Given the love of a queen, he turned his eyes on a maiden of the court. When the queen saw this, she became very angry.
Oh, but I should think...
Wait, mademoiselle, wait until you have heard. She summoned the man to her, and before the eyes of the maiden, gave him this small bottle, bidding him drink its contents as a token of his devotion to his queen. And when he had done so, he fell at her feet, dead.
Oh, that's awful. I don't want that bottle.
Ooh. Betty Lou, you must not be so serious. You must know these are only legends, only, how you say, stories. Do not choose the blue bottle if it does not please you.
Oh, I couldn't bear it after that.
Mademoiselle's heart is very tender.
It is most appealing to encounter one so delightful.
Well, come on, Betty. Get your perfume and let's go.
Yes, I think maybe we'd better. How much do these small bottles hold?
1 ounce, mademoiselle. And here is perfume to fill it. It is called Lotus of the Nile.
Oh, no, I don't like that. It's too heavy.
Oh, Rita.
Oh, didn't that sound funny? It's so quiet in here.
Ah, yes, mademoiselle. There is a spell on the shop of Ahmed Soliman, so that peace descends upon those who visit it.
Oh, what kind of perfume do you call that? It smells lovely.
It is the delightful scent, the one I said to Madame. It is precisely suitable for you, mademoiselle. It is mimosa.
Mimosa? Why, that's what a darling
is... Oh, for Pete's sake. Boy, you'd better stay away from me if you get that stuff.
No, not that poison bottle. The other one.
If you care to wait one moment, I will show you one very old bottle. Not to buy, you understand, but just to see for your own pleasure. Very old it is, and very beautiful. One moment, mademoiselle.
Can you imagine anybody making a man drink poison right before her eyes?
Sir, you don't know anything about poison. You should have seen the chest of poisons they found in Bombay.
Who found?
Father and Uncle Frank. What I was going to say about the poison was that Uncle Frank and the policeman and I were trying to break into a room where they had Najee tied up. It was in a dark old house, and when we got in, we didn't see Father for a little while. And then we looked around, and there he was with a funny-looking old chest with a lot of bottles in it. The policeman said he wished Father would test them for him and see what they were.
What did Father do with them?
Well, I don't know what finally happened to him, because I asked Father about it one day, and he acted awfully funny, like he didn't want to talk about it. He said nobody was supposed to know he had it, because some of the poisons were kinds nobody'd ever heard of, and one drop would kill I don't know how many people.
I wonder what he did with it.
Maybe he let Uncle Frank talk him into throwing it away.
Where was he going to throw it?
Well, I heard Uncle Frank say to Father, "Have it your own way, but I wish you'd take it out and dump it in the bay." So maybe he did.
Where was that? Bombay?
Yeah. Let's ask him what he did with it. I bet he's forgotten he ever had it.
Well, I bet he hasn't. He forgets all about us and everything, but he never forgets about his work or anything like that. You know he doesn't, Bob.
Maybe he's still got it, then. We can ask him when they come back from the ruins.
Yes, I'm going to. Why didn't you ever tell me before, Bob?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot about it, I guess. I wonder where Ahmed Soliman is. I'd like to go. If we're going to buy anything more, I hope it'll be knives or something besides perfume.
Oh, you're perfectly bloodthirsty. Oh, there you are at last, Ahmed Soliman.
I ask your pardon, mademoiselle, for keeping you waiting. One of my stupid assistants has moved the bottle and I could not find it.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, we'll take those and that one filled with mimosa. Don't you think that'll be all right, Madame Delarue?
Oh, oui, Betty. I think it will be charming.
Will you accept the bottle with my compliments, Miss Betty?
Oh, I don't think I could.
I beg you will honor me by accepting it. Am I not your friend?
Will he be offended if I don't take it, Madame Delarue?
It will be well, I think, to give him the pleasure of presenting it to you.
I'll take it, then, he smiled. And thank you very much.
I was but waiting for you to choose the perfumes and bottles which pleased you most before I spoke.
Oh, yes.
What's that? What is that, Ahmed Soliman?
Oh, it is a regiment of the Foreign Legion.
Oh, come on. Let's go out where we can see it.
Come on, will they go right down this street?
Yes. We can go to the doorway where we may see them and return here for the perfume.
Come on, Betty. Don't you want to see them at Dandelion?
I'm coming, Bob.
Look, you can stand right here. Here they come.
Goodness, if they thrill you to the core. Oh, where are they going, Ismael?
I am told they have been sent on special duty to the mountains.
To the mountains? You mean to fight? Oh, Bob, why did Uncle Frank have to go to the mountains just now?
I did not know your uncle had gone to the mountains.
Oh, sure, he went this morning. Mother and father didn't know he was going, or they wouldn't have left us in Algiers. But don't worry, Betty, he'll be back tomorrow. He won't get into the fighting, why should he?
Oh, Bob, look. Did you see him, Bob?
Who? What do you mean, Betty?
Oh, dear. Look right there. Right in the corner of that jewel shop across there. It is. I know it is. It's Dimitri.
Dimitri.